Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And my name is Noah.
Today is kind of special podcast, huh?
First podcast of the new
year. 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. So today we are going to drink, since it's New Year, we'll drink a new tea. New High Mountain Oolong.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. And so I just warm up the tea leaves, and they smell the tea leaves. I'll see if you can describe anything. It smells good, but I don't know how to describe it.
Floral? Buttery? Kind of sweet? I think it's High Mountain Oolong. Wait, did you say it's High Mountain Oolong already?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I know it's High Mountain Oolong.
Almost smells like a baked pastry.
Oh yeah,
to me, but it's not savory enough. It's more like you said, sweet, floral sweets, and then but almost have a little bit spinach kind of a feeling with butter. So it reminds me of those like, you know, those like puffy pastry. That's a savory from what is that? I don't know how to say it though.
Spanakopita.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah.
But it doesn't have a feta cheese smell at all. It's just buttery and a little bit leafy. You might call it agricultural.
So we shall drink it then.
Sounds good.
And imagining the yummy pastry. First infusion, the surface smell. Surprising to me. Smells very milky to me today.
Yeah. Like the milk candy kind of milk smell.
Yeah, milk candy, milky. Really solid tea broth.
Slippery. It's got a really nice slippery feeling.
Balance. Very balanced broth. Normally in our High Mountain Oolong lineup, Sunny, she, generally speaking, in our shop.
Is not the balanced one.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Did I finish my sentence yet?
I was going to say it's not the balanced one. It's the big, bright, bold one. At least last season it was. You go ahead, sorry.
Thank you. I'll say it's not the finest one. You know,
another way.
Yeah. It's not the finest one. It's you are right, it's bolder. So this liquid is, it feels for High Mountain Oolong, it feels heavier.
Yeah.
And then let's see the second infusion.
It's the wild card. At least last season it was. Sometimes it's got that more strong on the mineral thing. It's been really different the last few times that we've had it. So it's kind of hard for me to say. I think of Shaolin cheese having a mineral quality because the first time that I had it, and then for the next, I don't know how many seasons, it had that mineral quality. Last season, it didn't really have it. And then the couple seasons before that, we actually didn't choose the tea. It didn't have that either. This season, there's a little bit of more of a saltiness to it. It's kind of come back a little bit more.
Yeah.
But the broth does feel more, like you say, it feels more balanced. It feels like it has a little bit more of a base, rounding it out. So it feels nice. I actually really like this tea this season. I'm not going to say it's my favorite because I'm still waiting for the Hwanchan to open more. And I really like where it's going.
Yeah, and then we have to wait for Lisan tea too. So we'll carry at least 4 High Mountain Oolongs. Alisan, Shaningxi, Hwanchan, and Lisan High Mountain Oolong. And maybe, I seem to be very behind with what's happening in the shop. I'm not behind with what's happening. It's happening every single day. I'm behind. What's supposed to happen. For example, our blind tea tastings on the live sessions. We pretty much have all the high mountains in. We just need to wait for some of them to open up. And then so we'll, maybe when these podcasts come out, most of our high mountain tea should be listed on the website. And we should do a blind tasting because I need to see if I can find my ego back. Remember last session, I was like, I don't know, 33% right, which in translation would be 67% wrong. Is that right? Yeah. Second infusion, surface smell, brightness, that almost sharp for me, the smell is related to citrus kind of a sharpness, really shows up. And then the, since it's so sharp, it's the milkiness is hidden behind.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But it's there.
Pineapple milk.
Pineapple milk. The tea liquid feels even milky in this one.
Mm.
Yeah, combined with almost pineapple feeling to it. Super fun.
Yeah.
Heavier this year for sure. And then aftertaste is that you have to, I swallow it, wait for it, 1, 2, 3, show up. Also have that tartness, kind of a aftertaste feeling, which I think will evoke some salivation.
Yeah. It almost feels in the aftertaste that sharpness almost feels like either like citrus peel.
Or
pine.
Yeah.
Pine.
Yeah.
That citrusy feeling in a pine needle. Smell.
Yeah. And so when I say it's sharp, it's actually, in a way, it's kind of relative because not all high mountain oolong have this.
Yeah.
So when you show up, it become quite obvious.
Yeah.
But now that kind of sharp, it's like, oh, wow, I don't want to have a high mountain that have so much tartness, for example. It's actually still quite mild compared to, let's say, roasted oolongs. But in high mountain oolong, it's actually quite a clear feature, I think. Yeah.
I think so far in terms of texture, this tea is the most nuanced out of the high mountains that we have this season.
We'll see. Hoansan so far. I think Hoansan of getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do like that.
It's more softness.
Yeah. It's squeezy kind of feeling. And maybe we should do a recording on Hoansan on the next round.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so I don't think we're going to recall all the high mountain but we might just recall a few of them, and then so that you get an idea of what this season's high mountain oolong might feel like. Yeah. Well, they say it this way. This season, high mountain, Shaningxi high mountain oolong in our lineups might have the most personality. Because I normally describe high mountain oolong as a very beautiful tea, very complex, very beautiful tea. This one is stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other teas might more lean toward, other high mountain oolongs might more lean towards still on the category of being pretty and soft and et cetera, et cetera. So for high mountain oolong, I quite like this one because of this feature. It has a little bit more personality.
Yeah, but it's balanced though. It's not like, it's well integrated. That personality that you're talking about is well integrated into the tea broth.
And they still have that almost like that fruit skin kind of a tartness. Which I quite like this because it bring out a certain amount of body and it bring out, I said that, you know, it evoke salivation. And I'm a big fan of when a tea can salivate me.
Instead of you salivate over a tea?
That would be also very good. Which I think it means a really good tea then.
This is really solid.
Yeah, really solid.
Yeah.
Solid, heavier tea. And
for a high mountain oolong, though, it's still very light
and refreshing. Yeah. So as I said, when we describe a tea, maybe put into the tea category that we are talking about, and then it's kind of relative, you know, because compared to a roasted tea, it's not that heavy.
Yeah.
This is medium body. Yeah, medium body towards like lightness kind of a tea.
I was talking to a group of ceramics artists yesterday. They came in for a class. I had a lot of fun with this one guy. He says that he only drinks tea when his friend brews tea for him, and his friend was coming up from Humboldt, California. That was the other two people in the class. And he said he doesn't have a lot of experience drinking tea, but he has a lot of fun doing it, and he's like, oh, I really want to get more into this. And I was talking to him about tea, and I brewed a Baozhong and an OB for him to kind of show.
OB means Oriental Beauty.
Yeah. Baozhong and Oriental Beauty. Sorry. Forget who I'm talking to sometimes. And the idea, like we do in our classes sometimes, was to bring out the difference between notes without showing a huge difference in texture or the weight of the tea broth.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, like a lot of people, his impression of the Oriental Beauty, because it's a darker tea, is like, oh, this is a heavier body tea. This is a heavier tea. I said, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but wait for a minute. I'm going to brew you a Dongding.
Mm-mm.
And tell me which one feels heavier when you feel it inside of your mouth, the texture inside of your mouth.
Mm.
And when I brew the Dongding, it's like, oh, that's what you mean by heavy.
Heavy.
but I think that's really fun to see, like a tea like this compared to like maybe a competition style Baojong. They're both really lightly oxidized teas.
Mm-hmm.
The notes are more towards the young fruit, even floral side of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, that it just has that much more weight.
To it. But still compared, as they say, Muzha Tie Guan Yin is, it's a lightweight.
Yeah.
But compared to the same style teas, it's a heavier weight tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while Noah was talking about his experience with those four ceramic artists, I noticed the third cup, the aftertaste, is quite long-lasting and more on the fruity side rather than flowery side. Yeah, really nice, like juice, flower, juice, fruit, and with a little bit that pineapple feeling really is quite clear this year.
And as opposed to the Farmer's Choice Baojong, which has a pineapple fragrance, this one doesn't have the fragrance of pineapple. It has more of the
pineapple feeling.
Like that citrusy bite of a pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot, I was brewing the tea.
Oh, no. Long brew.
Long brew, first infusion.
Long brew alert. Long brew alert.
So, two things I want to say when you forget about your tea, okay, in a pot. First of all, it happens. Don't feel too bad. I've been brewing tea for years and it's still...
Even Farmer Sue does it.
Well, he went on renting like me though. And so he's like, Gong Fu Cha brewing sometimes like 2 minutes. One time I reminded him and I knew it was 2 minutes because I was recording the thing. And I kind of just pointed to the pot. I said, would you like to decant that tea? And said, oh, yeah, right. And I took a sip. It was strong and yet very drinkable. He's like, yeah, no problem. Don't drink tea, no problem. So first of all, it happens, okay, to a lot of people. I am not encouraging this.
I was hoping that you would say, good tea, no problem.
That's my second point.
Right?
My second point. Don't ever judge it yet until you take a sip. Sometimes a very good tea will surprise you at this kind of brewing length, by the way. I actually had a tea like that in 2007. It's a high mountain oolong, Alisan, by a farmer that we call a grumpy farmer. And I soaked that tea for a long time and it surprised me. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't want to go on for this for too long. Sometimes do put extra brewing tea time for your tea brewing on purpose and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just taste the tea, okay? So now let's taste the tea. How many minutes is this? I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Long. Mmm. Citrus, milky.
Pineapple milk.
So this long brewing, a little bit bitterness and a lot of more dryness show up in the cup, but it's still
moving.
Yeah, it's still moving. It's still drinkable. Okay. And then I'm going to do two quick brewings on the last season's Sanning Shi for a comparison. Why do I want to do this? Because a lot of you guys will ask me, you know, in a shop or maybe not that much on internet, in the shop, people will say, so what does it compare to last season's the same mountains tea? And to be honest with you, nowadays I don't really remember. So I don't have any memory power anymore.
Usually when I write the description, I include a little bit of, oh, compared to last season, this one was more this or less this. So maybe that's why people on the internet aren't asking as much.
Mm-hmm. So while I still have the tea, sometimes I don't have the tea. We sold out of the tea, so I don't remember. Now we still have some of the last season's Sanning Shi in the shelf. So let me do a quick comparison right now. Just in case you come and ask me. I'll be ready this time. Maybe. I'll tell you to refer to my podcast because I might still not remember.
Bug bitten tea.
So we just took out some of the blue leaves from this current Saningxi. Sometimes when we buy tea, we didn't particularly ask if it's an organic tea. But we opened the leaves to look at it on this one, and some of these seems to have some holes to it, which I think is a good sign that bugs are chewing on it. Might be pretty good.
And the thing about, from what I understand about Taiwanese tea farming, is that even if they do spray a little bit, they're not allowed to spray very much, right? Because of the government won't let them spray too much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe these leaves didn't get as much attention. But yeah, for whatever reason, there's bug bites in them, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of our tea is certified here in America, but we are working on that direction to get more and more organically grown teas. And then I think on our website we'll say conventionally grown or not conventionally grown.
Yeah, I usually say either conventional or unsprayed or
yeah.
If it's wild.
Yeah.
Or what they call, yeah, fang. I think maybe old, not old arbor. What do they call that in English? I don't know.
Yeah, fang.
I mean, someone grew it, but they haven't been taking care of it in the same way of, you know.
Yeah, like they might just weed, you know, the surroundings of the tea.
Permaculture.
Okay, yeah. Tea bushes,
and
but
then
they don't.
Plant other plants that work well to help the tea plant.
Yeah, they don't spray for sure, and they don't actually introduce, what is that?
Fertilizer.
Fertilizer. Yeah. Even organic ones, they just let the plant do its own work. Mm. And then our La La San Hong Shui will be a good example of that style of tea growing. So sometimes we'll mention that. So if you want organic teas, which none of our teas listed as, that way you read the description a little bit. Because some of those, we do visit the fields and I can guarantee you it's organic tea.
Yeah. And the farmers really are, they're like growing plants that are nitrogen fixing to help introduce nitrogen into the earth organically.
Yeah, like when we had the traditional style of Muja Tie Guan Yin, the farmer Farmer Zhang.
Yeah.
Sounds so similar. Farmer Zhang grows a lot of lupine,
yeah,
around his tea plants for that purpose.
Or Mr. Zhen, the Lalasan farmer.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a forest,
yeah,
out there in his tea field.
Yeah,
there's so many other plants growing around the tea.
Yeah, or inside of the
yeah,
in the tea bushes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Super, super wonderful feeling. So let's see this last season's Saningxi. I'm going to just do two infusions just to get a feel of what's the major difference. And last season's Saningxi, the surface smell on the first brew already smell quieter, not as bold, I think.
There's a much higher note in there though.
Yeah, a little bit softer.
Mm.
Softer. But so far the feeling, I feel like the balance is even higher. Do you think? On the connection of the breath in the mouth and at the throat. It feels more continuous.
Feels more, yeah.
And then this season feels bolder. Mm. And yet in the mouth, it's balanced.
Mm.
Yeah. Woo, and the sun just comes in. It's really nice. We have been having very dark days in Seattle. And then, I mean, some dark clouds are moving in. But at this moment, while we are recording, It's bright.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. And even if just for 5 minutes, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, thank
you. I love sunlight. So don't ask me why I live in Seattle, please.
We should go on more hikes that go above the clouds.
What?
Gotta hike to the top of Rainier.
Good luck. And then you can sell your...
Oh, yeah, my poor milk tea.
Noah said he wants to hike up to a very high place and then just put a store there and then sell poor hot tea, milk tea to little, those hikers.
Little milk tea shots of really strong pour, like pour espresso.
Yeah, I told him I'll supply him tea and with my moral support. Mm-hmm.
But not a really, really high place. More like a hike that there's very common, you know, a commonly hiked hike. So I get enough business. I don't want to go to the top of Mount Rainier and sell milk tea. I don't think I'll get very many customers.
You think too much sometimes.
You think that I should go to the top of Mount Rainier and sell milk tea?
No.
Oh.
Not any mountain. Remember, you had to hike up some hot water.
No. I just get water from a stream somewhere.
Remember, you have to bring all the gadgets to heat up hot water.
Just use wood that I find somewhere.
I'm very practical sometimes.
All I need is a kettle and the tea and some milk. Powdered milk.
Powdered milk.
Yeah, so it's lighter to bring up more. I have it all planned out.
So if you want real milk, you got to pay $1 extra.
No, you
got to
bring your own. There's no.
You got to bring your
own. There's no real milk coming up with me on the hike.
See if you can find some cows up there.
Oh, yeah, just find some cows and then I can have real milk fresh. Or find some mountain goats.
Mountain goat. Oh, here you go. Even better.
The billy goats might kick my ass, though.
Goat, milk, and wool, and poor tea. Mm. Here you go. Mm. Very unique.
The stinkiest milk tea ever.
Last season is mellowing out really nicely. But I would say, though, this season, since high mountain tea, you are drinking the freshness. This season has more flavor. Yeah, and last season is softer and more balanced. Even more balanced than this season's. And then this season's has a really strong character, like that tartness, that pineapple thing. And if you ask me which one I like, at this moment, it's really hard for me to say. I think they both have very... So when I choose a high mountain oolong, I chose its overall balance and there should be a foundation. And out of that, I choose for each high mountain oolong, a unique feature, you know. And then so Shaningxi this year, then I chose for its boldness. And as you say, it's actually quite complex if you really look into that, but it's not fine. Mm-hmm. And sometimes for a high mountain oolong, I do like a little bit more exquisite fineness. Mm-hmm. So we'll see after we have all our teas come in, high mountain oolong in, and after they all open up. For the first round, when we just first had the Artisan and Shaningxi in here, I do prefer Shaningxi just slightly over Artisan because of the personality. But after, you know, Li San and He Huan San get into the lineup, I can't say yet, you know. It doesn't mean that I always choose a more like bold high mountain oolong as my favorite tea. I think sometimes I actually like a really quiet one. Mm. Like for example, a couple of seasons I prefer He Huan San because of that exquisite complexity in a very quiet way. I actually love it, high mountain oolong that way. And yet at the same time, for example, Dongding, then I love drama. I like actually a Dongding that is very bold and very dramatic. So last season, this season, which Shaningxi do I like? I don't know. Do you have a preference?
I think that I actually like this new one a little bit better. I do enjoy how this is mellowed out over time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask me which one I would prefer to drink, I'd actually probably prefer to drink this one.
Mm-hmm.
But the tea base, I actually think I prefer the newer one because it has more of that stimulation happening.
Yeah. Like salivation is really, really strong because of the tartness in that fruit effect.
I feel that it has more potential in 6 months after it's had time to mellow out to maintain, you know, maintain more texture after it is mellow. Mm-hmm. This one feels a little bit, it does taste really nice.
Yeah.
But it just that doesn't have as much of that stimulating effect, which I like in a tea to have a little bit more to start with so that the kind of story after that is longer and a little bit more nuanced.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And everybody's different, you know, when it comes to high mountain oolong. Like when the new San Yingxi and Ali San came in, a regular customer came in and picked up a bag of each, and then he immediately tried the afternoon after he left the shop, and he wrote us a message telling us that he preferred Ali San slightly over San Yingxi. Mm. So you see, and I prefer San Yingxi slightly over Ali San.
Well, Ali San has that sweetness and the floral character, which is really nice.
Yeah. And so
I do love Ali San tea. I think I'll always Ali San tea was the first tea that I ever drank that was not from a crappy tea bag.
Mm.
So
special place in your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A history with that tea.
Oh.
Yeah. Even the roasted ones, I feel there's a little bit of that Ali San character that really gets me happy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I think it's a pretty nice session. And I'm very excited with year 2020. Hopefully in the next few months, we'll be launching our very delayed live sessions on the blind tasting sessions.
So you're thinking about doing a blind tasting with High Mountain?
High Mountain, and then what is that? Hong Shui Oolong. Yeah.
That might be a little while.
Yeah.
Nah. Right?
Maybe not.
Maybe
and
not.
Then in the middle of February, we will be in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, San Diego. I don't know how to say it, because sometimes when I say, what? You were in a South America country? So, no, I will be in California, okay? So we'll be launching our schedule. We are talking to some shops there, and then we are going to confirm our schedule really soon, and so that if you live at those close areas, please come see us. So that's very exciting to us to be out and then see some of you in person. And what else?
Yeah, that's pretty much everything, huh?
That's it?
Yeah. High Mountain Tea is here.
Bajong Tea is here.
Bajong Tea is here.
Yeah. And all the rest of the tea lineup, our Dongding, you know, H Oolong, what else? They are all here. Hong Shui should be in here soon. Mm-hmm. And then, so lots of teas. And then, so check back to our website from time to time. Floatingleaf.com. Even though we carry the same teas, but we change the teas. For example, maybe next time when you order your favorite Gaba Oolong, it will be a new crop. And when you order your favorite Honey Oolong, it will be a new crop as well. We are looking at these two teas to get new teas in. And then traditional Dongding A, a lot of you guys love the tea. In the next few months, a new crop shall be in as well.
Mm.
So looks like they all carry the same name, but we carry different crops of tea. We change it very often. So it's kind of exciting this way too. So I think 2020 is going to be filled with many new good teas. And hopefully in your life, it's this way too. Many new good teas or all favorites. And then that's it. I shall not rant for too much longer. Thank you for listening. And we are looking forward to many more episodes here and to connect with you over this way. Please do write to us to give us your feedback and comments. And thank you for listening. And did I already say that? Yes. And that's it. Happy New Year 2020. Yay.
Yay.
See you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.